Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Our Seamless Wedding Garment.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus, again in reply, spoke to the chief priests and elders of the people in parables, saying, The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. He dispatched his servants to summon the invited guests to the feast, but they refused to come. A second time, he sent other servants, saying, Tell those invited, Behold, I have prepared my banquet. My calves and fattened cattle are killed, and everything is in ready. Come to the feast. Some ignored the invitation and went away, one to his farm, another to his business. The rest laid hold of his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged and sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, The feast is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy to come. Go out, therefore, into the main roads and invite to the feast whomever you find. The servants went out into the streets and gathered all they found, bad and good alike, and the hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to meet the guests, he saw a man there not dressed in a wedding garment. The king said to him, My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment? But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, Bind his hands and feet and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen. Our preaching center is located in an area where American gridiron football fans are fiercely divided between two teams, the Minnesota Vikings, whose colors are white and purple, and the Green Bay Packers, whose colors are green and gold. Let's say that the coach of the Packers comes to town along with his quarterback, and everyone in the surrounding area is free to come and have a big meet and greet. Free beer and sausages will be served, hot dogs and pop for the kids, prizes, balloons, a chance to be photographed with the star quarterback, footballs and jerseys will be signed and distributed to all. And the first 50 to arrive will receive two free tickets to the next Packers games. Green and gold colors are everywhere in preparation for this event. But what would happen if some folks showed up wearing green and gold, but once inside, they removed those outer jackets to reveal white and purple underneath? Traitors, imposters. Well, yes, this is a silly story, but it maybe helps us understand our gospel for today. It's an allegory, one that the listeners understood very well, even though we struggle with it a bit. The intended hearers were Matthew's community, primarily Jewish people, at a time of intense persecution of the Christians, especially those newly converted Jewish Christians. We need to read it like a summary of salvation history. The banquet invitation is for all, everyone. The prophets down through the centuries, like Isaiah in today's first reading, and all of the others, including Jesus, kept sending out the invitation. The heavenly banquet is always a place where every tear will be wiped away. The sufferings of mortality and death will cease. Sumptuousness and abundance prevail. Many of those messengers, including John the Baptist and Paul, were killed. So too was the fate of Jesus. Some of the Jewish leaders got the invitation and turned it down. Others came to the banquet and were imposters, infiltrated the community, symbolized by the lack of a wedding garment, and betrayed their own, causing them to be routed out and killed as well. The king here can only be seen as representing God in an allegorical fashion. We need to carefully refrain from seeing God as meting out punishment on anyone. In truth, God only invites, loves, and graces everyone with abundant blessings and merciful forgiveness, now and for all eternity. We are the ones who block that action. Also, this gospel is only intended for those of us who have had the advantage to fully understand the abundance and graciousness of the invitation. Those in our families who have not been baptized, or may have been baptized as infants, but who never had opportunities to grow in the faith, are totally innocent and will always be seated at the banquet table. They cannot be held responsible for what they do not comprehend through no fault of their own. So we pause to reflect on the meaning this may have for us. Are we wearing the wedding garment? If we consider ourselves to be the mature followers of Jesus, we must take care to understand the values of Jesus and commit to represent these values whenever we can, promoting life for all, on all levels, and in every instance, the seamless garment of life, the consistent life ethic. This commitment is our wedding garment.